don't know what.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're completely grateful. So we're going to start out the show thanking our sponsors. We got some new sponsors on board for the month of April. Welcome to April, everybody. So we have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435 for all of your real estate needs. To get a special price to sell your home, mention On Fire to Inspire. Again, you'll call 404-941-0435. Thank you so much, Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Then we have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design, you get your custom products, everything you need from your pens, mugs, T-shirts, pencils. You know you got graduations coming up, so you can get graduation things, items customized. You can contact Angelise Washington at 470-588-2701. We have Vodiology that's come on board. Vodiology will take care of your infomercials, your commercials, and video needs. And you can contact Vodiology. All of our Facebook sponsors, all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, so you can contact them through there, as well as Aphographics. Aphographics is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. And Aphographics can take care of anything you need done, from graphics to your photography. You need a photo shoot done, they got you. You need flyers done, newsletters, any of that, they can take care of all of that for you. So that's Aphographics, A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F, X is an X-ray. Well, thank y'all so much to each and every sponsor for supporting us and sponsoring us. And we want to welcome the playwright of It's All About Me Gospel Stage Play and Miss Rita Worrell. So we have Teresa Smith and Rita Worrell. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Great, great. So we have a couple of the cast members, a couple of cast members that are possibly en route. Rita's available, so we thank God we were able to grab her because everybody's busy, but we have a play in like 10 days?
Yep.
About 10, 11 days away?
Exactly
10 days. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, we'll talk about that too. But so Teresa,
yes.
Tell us about It's All About Me. Tell us what inspired you to write this great thing.
I have been writing for 35 years.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started writing, I just went to the book.
Okay.
Story.
All right.
And that was it initially.
Okay.
But 19 years ago, I asked God to show me something that I had not written about, because in the 80s, I was writing on teen pregnancy, sex trafficking before it got to be a big thing. Domestic abuse in the Christian community, alcoholism in the Christian community. And finally, in 2000, well, I said it was 1980. And God just told me to write about organ donation. I knew nothing whatsoever about organ donation.
Wow.
So I went online and found out, got a lot of information, because there's a wealth of information, as you know, online. And I contacted some people, some organizations, and we had our first symposium in 2012. And you were part of that, Aaliyah. Thank you so much for sticking with me.
Amen.
And for the play, it just started developing, and I started writing and editing and deleting, and we are here now.
Amen. Well, we thank God for your obedience in doing so and that commitment, because it's one thing to to hear him tell you do something, and it's
yes.
a whole nother ball game when you honor it, you know.
Right, right.
So we're gonna adjust the camera just a moment, y'all.
Okay.
But we got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the show is coming up in exactly 10 days.
Yeah.
So tell us about when the show is.
Rita,
you want to tell us?
The show is April 13th and 14th.
Okay.
This year we're having three performances. Saturday is 13th at 3 o'clock, and then the second performance at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday the 14th at 4 p.m. And we are just looking forward to having a great, great crowd last year. We were sold out. We had two performances last year, and we were sold out. I mean, if you got there late, if you were VIP, I could get four seats.
Yeah.
So we're hoping the same thing will happen this year, and we can bring forth that message of organ donation, which I also had no clue about organ donation. So just hoping was brand new to me about organ donation. And so in the play, I wanted to keep my part a secret because people always say, was that you? I have a couple of roles in the play. One of them is an administrative assistant. And that part comes natural to me because I've been an administrative assistant for more than 20 years. So it comes good that Teresa gave me a small part because as we get older, we forget that. She has included me in her production for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
We started at church, Christian church, and I've been with her since then.
You know what? I think that's both of our testimonies. I've been with her since Berean. I remember even being in a play when I was pregnant with my daughter. And my daughter would be 17 on Sunday.
Okay, so you know.
But I've learned so much. Especially with the actual play that we're doing right now. In this play, even though you have your comical portions and everything, but you learn a lot about organ and tissue
donation awareness. Yes.
You know, because in our ethnicity, we're the ones that don't tend to donate our organs.
And we're the ones with the list up here.
Yes.
And the donors. Yeah.
Right, right. So we tend to be the ones in need, but not the ones actually being the solution to the problem, you know. So I truly thank God for you again being obedient and allowing us, because I feel honored to be a part. And, y'all, so be on the Port of Sanford Performing Arts stage three times for 2019. What you do that at?
Well, we're moving up because I was told there's some scouts who are coming. So. My people are going to move on out.
Right, right.
The bigger and better things.
And we have testimonials coming in already from people who've been offered other roles and other things.
Yeah.
So that's been a blessing. That's been a blessing. So for those of you who are just joining us, whether you're listening online or whether you're listening to the Facebook Live, or you're listening even to the recording through the online podcast and radio show, we are talking about the gospel stage play. It's All About Me. It's coming up this next week, 10 days from now. And we will be at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center 3. It's in Decatur, Georgia. And if you need your tickets, go ahead and say me. You can get your tickets from me. we're also selling these T-shirts. Y'all see I keep T-shirts? And it says It's All About Me, gospel stage play. And then we have, for you gentlemen who don't want the bling, we have the, what do they call it?
The screen
for this one. Now, how much is the screen?
The screen is $20.
The screens are $20, and then if they're 1X and up is?
It's 30.
30 for 1X and up. And then for the ladies who want the bling, you know, the bling girls, bling girls, you're 25, but 1X and up, they're going to be 30. Okay, so I tell you guys, if you do not have your ticket, you want to get your ticket today. So make them understand why it's a necessity for them to get this ticket and come out. I'm going to let both of y'all share that, okay? So, okay, Rick, you want to go first? Tell them why it's a necessity that they got
to
get there.
It's such a fine production. I have to admit that I looked at the CD of the production from last year.
Mm-hmm.
We did it at the cast party. And I guess so much was going on. I didn't get a chance to sit down and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently sat down and watched it, and I was like, Wow. There's so many things going on. There's so many messages that we're watching unfold in front of us. And so it's really important that everybody sits down. And I had one of my guests from last year bring his son. And he was so touched. He was, I think he was like 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And he was so touched by the message of organ donation.
Mm.
So we're reaching young,
mm-hmm.
old, men, women.
Mm-hmm.
The message goes out to everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think it's important that it's a play.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your enjoyment.
Right.
But it's also a message that everybody needs.
Yes. And then, too, as I say, Aaliyah, it is educational,
mm-hmm.
it's inspirational,
mm-hmm.
motivational, entertaining.
Right.
And there's something for everybody.
Yes. Right.
So it's a family-oriented production.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can learn. As Rita said, the 9-year-old was inspired.
Right. Right.
And people seem to think, people of color seem to think if you want to talk about donating an organ, it's, oh, my body can't be cut when I leave this earth. But there's nothing I can do with my skin, my eyes, my heart, my lungs, nothing I can do with them when I've taken my last breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But we can even be live donors.
Mm-hmm.
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
A kidney, part of a liver.
Mm-hmm.
So there are just so many things we can do to give another person quality life.
Mm. Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And I just want to get the message out.
Yes.
If I can reach one person.
Right. Yes. And I'm telling you, you're going to love to hate our star. her name is Ethel. She's the character. Her name is Ethel. And you are going to really love to hate her. And so you have to come out and see Ethel and her shenanigans.
even changed her name.
yes, she even changed her name. But I tell you, this the cast we have, a new cast. If you came last year, you got to come back this year because we actually have.
Actually, there's only about 6 of us from last year, and everyone else is new.
Yes.
So we have many, many new actors and actresses
right.
that are bringing forth the same message as last year,
yeah.
but in a different way.
Yeah.
And
right.
So it's important that it's like eating the same spaghetti and meatballs, but it's cooked by someone else.
Well, and added some different flavors and
different
stuff to
flavors.
It. Too. So,
yes,
for sure, for sure. So, again, if you are just joining us, because we're constantly seeing people join throughout the Facebook Live, and I can't see who's actually joining online, but we have the playwright, Teresa Smith. She is mm-hmm. the playwright of It's All About Me Gospel Stage Play coming up in 10 days. We have 3 shows on Saturday. We have a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then the cost is $25 for the tickets. And then we have a Sunday show, and that one is at 4 p.m. So you definitely want to get out and come out and support the show. I'm telling you, we had sold out shows last year. So we're expecting to sell for these 3 shows next week. So if you don't have your ticket, you need to go ahead and get in touch with me so you can get your ticket. Because I'm telling you, they're not going to last long. You know, people tend to procrastinate. And then they come to the weekend before or the week of, and be like, oh, I forgot I didn't get my ticket. Mm-hmm. Don't do that because you might not be able to get a ticket.
Yep. Because Aaliyah, last year, my daughter had to turn people away. Well, she had to refund some money because people, one lady had bought 2 VIP tickets. But when she got there, she couldn't sit with the other four people she brought. So she said, well, we wanted to sit together, but place was full.
Right.
And
so get there early. Mm-hmm.
Get there early. Mm-hmm. Again, the Saturday shows are 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the Sunday show is at 4. So don't get there at 3:30 and think you're gonna get a seat beside your best friend.
Right.
That's not gonna happen because if it's just the show is sold out, you might not find a seat. You're gonna find one seat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
it. That one seat. And so can't get mad if you can't sit beside your friend.
And Lee, I want to tell you another thing. We've added a different twist to our ministry, and that's what I call this, a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We are now donating a portion of the proceeds to the I Am a Father Walk.
Okay.
Because that foundation helped one of our cast members last year.
Mm-hmm.
He celebrated his third year of his donated heart.
Mm-hmm.
That heart gave out 1 month and a week after I pledged.
Yes, I remember that.
The borrowed heart gave out, but the doctors at Piedmont were determined that he was going to live.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want him to go back to work. So he was out of work for a minute. And Aaliyah, you and I were in Tennessee when he called and told me that he had been trying to get Social Security, and his Social Security came through that day before he called.
Mm-hmm.
So I Am a Father Walk Foundation helped him financially.
Mm-hmm.
So we are helping the organ transplant recipients, and we're also helping with people who are living with lupus. And I have a personal story about that because a lady I know needed surgery for her hip, and she suffers with lupus. She lives with lupus. She doesn't suffer because that's what I call it, living with lupus. And the hospital needed $1,500 before they performed the surgery. I referred her to the Lupus Foundation of Georgia. She called them. They sent the money.
Wow. Praise God.
So
wow.
When I saw her 3 weeks later, she was walking. She said, I got my new hip. I said, praise God for that. So the Lupus Foundation helped her. So we are donating a portion of the proceeds to the I Am a Father Walk that helps organ transplant survivors
mm-hmm.
and for the Lupus Foundation of Georgia.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a couple of vendors out there as well.
Yes,
you can come out and shop as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a couple of different vendors and some concessions available
mm-hmm.
this year.
Yes.
So bigger and better every year. So
yes.
I'm telling
oh,
you,
yes.
if you came out last time, you still want to come out this time because it's a whole new thing.
Right.
It's a whole
right.
new ball game. Yes. All right. So, ladies, what would you say to the person who has never been to one of our shows? What would you say to them?
They have missed a whole lot. They have missed a whole lot because there's something for everyone.
Yes.
And the thing about it, if you might see yourself or you might see someone you can relate to
mm-hmm.
in all of my plays. If you don't see Uncle Jim, you might see yourself, you know. So it's something.
Also, I think it's important for us to bring forth this type of venue
mm-hmm.
in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children, even adults, have never been to a play.
That's true.
And if you look at the price of town, mm-hmm. I'm from New York, if you go on Broadway, the tickets are $80. How can you afford that if you have children,
right.
if you have a family
mm-hmm.
of four? You're
mm-hmm.
talking about over $300. And we're bringing something to your own neighborhood. And I think that's so important.
Yes.
I worked in a school in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I took the kids to Atlanta to see Sister Act 2,
mm-hmm.
they were amazed. They had never been out of Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had never seen a place.
Right.
And I was really kind of taken aback. I was like, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
this is so important. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is a great place to come out and see. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost that much. It's
$25. Right. And it's family friendly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can bring a child of any age and they will enjoy
it. No babies.
Yeah, because we're going to be recording.
Yeah.
So with the videography and everything, so please, no babies. But I'm telling you, if you have a child that's in like fifth grade, sixth grade, middle school, and high school, they would definitely be able to learn from it. They'd be able to. There is so much in there that's humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the homelessness and other things mm-hmm. that you deal with. You're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So
and parenting. You know,
that's true.
That's another element
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And let their own. We ain't going to give it away, guys. But I would say, because the question that I asked, you both have answered. So, as a person that's been a part of it, I say that you missed a treat that could give you a cavity. And that's a good thing in the side. So, come on out and support us. Again, that's next Saturday and Sunday. That's April 13th and 14th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on that Saturday and 4 p.m. that Sunday. Don't forget, you can get the T-shirts for the ladies, the bling girls. We have It's All About Me. And then the guys, we have the screen print available. And, you know, everybody, you go out and you buy your T-shirts and stuff at Tyler's Please come on out and support us and you know, hear a message as well and hear a word from a 30-year playwright that God has used walking in her gifts and in obedience. We're truly enjoying just doing what he called us to do in the hour.
Yeah.
You know? And they should come early so they can meet the stars.
And
yes.
then we have a perfect carpet walk and we'll be taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to take pictures with the stars.
So if you are coming to the 3 p.m. show, get there at least by 2:30 so you can come take some pictures, meet the cast members.
Mm-hmm.
So you can mingle with us, take pictures on the purple carpet. And then same thing, if you're coming for the 7 p.m. show, get there at least half an hour early so you can
mm-hmm.
take some pictures as well as get your seats because we don't want to have people rushing in at 7 o'clock and
mm-hmm.
it's already started.
Right.
You know, you're
right.
like, okay, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I've just missed the first part of it, you know. So, no, because that's very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walking by you and something just
happened.
You're like, what did they say?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, we're looking forward to you guys coming out and supporting us in this huge initiative that, has been a blessing to many.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've also had the gentleman that had the heart. Doesn't he have two things? Or was it?
No,
was it?
No,
I am a father walk guy.
I'm a father walk. Somebody.
There was a testimony, and I can't remember if it was one of our cast members, but we had some testimonies that were given where some recipients had
two organs
mm-hmm. that were given to them, and so one person's life was able to give 11 other people
mm-hmm.
life or give them a better quality of life
mm-hmm.
off of one person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was a blessing in itself to be able to hear testimonies like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the lady that's volunteering with us who had lost her daughter while awaiting bone marrow
mm-hmm.
transplant, you know, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's touching stories within just the whole place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
What
part,
there's so many touching
mm-hmm.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
So many people can relate to what we're I mean,
mm-hmm.
people that you would never guess, and they would never guess that, oh, wow, somebody
mm-hmm.
feels the same way I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody is sharing the same thing I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important that you come out and play, sit back, relax, laugh,
mm-hmm.
cry,
mm-hmm.
get angry.
Yeah. It's going to be good and angry.
Apple.
Have a
good time.
And just take
that message
that you're trying to bring forth. Yes, yes. And Lily, I want to say this is a nice time for a girls' night out.
Girls' night
out. Family can get out. Church family could go out. They could have it as an outing. Neighbors can get together and just say, we're just going to do something inexpensive.
So it could be a date night, a girls' night, neighbor night, whatever.
It could be guys' night, too.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be guys' night. Y'all can come on out and support. And good evening, everybody. Those who are listening via online, we are on Facebook Live as well. So great evening to those of you who joined. But we are so grateful that you have joined us tonight.
Yes.
Come on out again. That's next week. Can't say it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Next week on Saturday,
right,
3 p.m. Mm-hmm. and 7 p.m. Y'all know the address?
3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur. I didn't know the address. By
the name of the play.
And the name of the play is It's All About Me. And so, again, come on out. For any final words, ladies?
No, I just want to say, come out and enjoy. And while you are being entertained and inspired, you're also helping others who are in need.
Oh, man.
And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This play is truly ministry in action.
Yes.
Ministry in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ministry isn't just being in a pulpit. Ministry in action is actually touching the hearts of people through whatever gift that you have.
Right.
And so you ladies are truly doing that through you writing the play, through you acting the multiple roles that you're acting. I play one role with all the stuff going on in my life. I play with Wesley. But I thank God for the opportunity. Thank you for trusting the God in me to be a part.
Oh, yeah.
And Rita, do you have anything final?
Just come out and see who I am.
Yeah, come out and see who she is, because she plays multiple people. So try to figure out which one is Rita. Thank you, ladies, again. All right, guys, so I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, Infographics, which they can take care of all of your graphic needs from banners, invitations, newsletters, business cards, letterhead, photography, flyers, logos, and websites. And again, if you need any type of photography, everybody's been talking about, girl, those flyers are nice. Or and even the pictures on my flyers, everything's been done by Afographics, A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. Bridgewell Realty, Inc., that is Bridget Howell, Howell and her realty, Bridgewell Realty. And you can call her at 404-941-0435. And mention On Fire to Inspire to get a good price. She's going to get you a special deal just for saying that you heard it on Fire to Inspire. Again, the number was 404-941-0435. Infographics contact number was 706-489-6416. Again, all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, so you can go out there and get that same information. Vodiology takes care of your commercials, videos, infomercials, and more. Their number is 706-873-1519. Unique Expression by Design takes care of all your custom needs from your pens, mugs, T-shirts, pencils. And their number is 470-588-2701. And ladies, if you need your bling, go on out and visit my InspiredJewelsForYou.com, www.InspiredJewelsForYou. Get your $5 paparazzi earrings, your bracelets, your rings, all $5. You can't beat it. So Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. Well, we've enjoyed you tonight.
Yes.
And we hope you've enjoyed us. And
yes,
we hope to see you at It's All About Me next weekend for those 3 shows. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Ladies, you want to tell them good night?
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.